I Love You to the Moon and Back by Hayley Burns. I love you to the moon and back. When I hear someone say this, I automatically think of my grandpa. When I was younger and my grandpa and I were on the phone, we always ended the call with I love you to the moon and back. My grandpa is the most amazing grandpa anyone could ask for. Sometimes I get random calls from my grandpa asking me about Cardinals baseball, or when it gets closer to December, he will call and tell me our birthdays are coming up. My grandpa has done so many amazing things for me and so many amazing things in his life. The name of my amazing grandpa is Billy Lee Neal. Many call him Bill. He was born December 7, 1944. My birthday is December 9th, so we always celebrate our birthdays together. My grandpa was born in Columbia, Missouri. He has lived in Harrisburg, Missouri, St. Louis, Wright City, and Columbia, all in Missouri. My grandfather has four siblings. Their names are Vicky, Jimmy, Robert, and Deborah. His wife is Florence, passed away in 2010. And they all have three children. My Aunt Carla, my mom Tracy, and my Uncle Samuel. He also has many grandkids, 10 to be exact. He also has 9 great-grandkids. My grandpa's school life, well, his whole life, was way, way different than mine. My grandfather was blind, so he went to the school for the blind in St. Louis, Missouri. My grandpa was not born blind, though. When he was 3 years old, he lived in the middle of nowhere. His father, Jimmy, my great-grandfather, had gotten his shoes all muddy, so he used a hunting knife to clean his shoes off with outside and left the knife there. My grandpa went and got his shoes all muddy and tried to clean his shoes off with the hunting knife, and the knife came up and hit his left eye. They went to Columbia to the hospital, and they removed his eye. When they removed his eye, it caused pressure on his right eye, and he lost a lot of his eyesight out of his right eye. My grandfather didn't start going to first grade until he was 8 because he was little schools didn't teach handicapped, and his parents didn't know about the school for the blind in St. Louis. At first, when he started going to school, he didn't like it because he was away from home. Those who went to the school for the blind lived in dormitories in St. Louis. They only went home during the summer, Thanksgiving and Christmas. At school for the blind, my grandpa wrestled. They only had one school for the blind in each state, so they would compete against different states. My grandpa's main hobby when he was younger was listening to Harry Carey and Jack Buck Cardinals baseball on the radio. Listening to Cardinals baseball is still a huge hobby of my grandpa's. When he was younger, he remembers going to the movies, dances, and concerts. To get around, he and his friends would ride buses from the dormitories to wherever they wanted to go. My grandpa has had many jobs. These included managing a cafeteria at Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis, working at a furniture factory called Permanier in Wright City, managing a restaurant and gift shop at Ellis Fischel Hospital in Columbia called Grandpa's Grill, and a cafeteria at the Employment Security Building in Jefferson City. He also ran a gift shop and convenience store at a state office building in Columbia. From the time he was at Ellis Fischel Hospital through him working at the state office building, he also had vending machines all over Columbia and Jefferson City and all over Highway 70 at the roadside parks. My grandpa also went to Rockbridge High School in Columbia to teach Braille on how to use canes for the visually impaired. My grandpa did and does a lot for the blind. He is in the NFB, National Federation of the Blind. My grandpa is currently the treasurer for the NFB. He also has been the president before. There are so many things he has done with the NFB to help the blind. He would fly to Washington, D.C. and talk to senators to help pass bills for the disabled. His first time ever being on a plane was to go to New Orleans, Louisiana, to be in the Mardi Gras parade with the NFB. He has been to 44 out of the 50 states, many from traveling for the NFB. When I asked my grandpa, "What is the most important thing in your life?" he said he is just trying to live a good life and live out the days of his life. My grandpa is an amazing man and has done amazing things.